This is The Parenting Show with Pina Crispo from chicmama.ca. Toronto's news, today's talk, 640 Toronto.
Happy Sunday and welcome to The Parenting Show. I'm your host, Pina Crispo of chicmama.ca. Oh, I'm excited. I'm excited because summer is officially here. Summer is officially here, and that also means school is going to be out, which means doing fun and exciting things and hitting the road and traveling right here in our amazing province of Ontario. And so joining me on the show, I've got Miss Yashi Murphy from Parenting to Go. She's my go-to girl when it comes to like all things travel and fun things to do. Yashi, how are you?
I am excited, just as you are, for the warmth, the sunshine. Not so excited about being with my kids 24/7, but that's another story. We've got loads on plan so that we don't go crazy, right?
Right? So, okay, like it's a lot of people have started to think, like, what do I want to do? I want to take vacation time. Where can I go? What is going to be fun for the kids to obviously keep them busy so we can have some time to ourselves to enjoy things? And also just make those amazing summer memories because, you know, have you ever come across that quote that says something like you only have, is it something like 17 or 18 summers with your kids?
I've seen that. I've definitely seen that quote. I like to not think about it.
Right? I know. I don't want to think about it either, but it is reality. It's reality. And I'm already like 12 summers in with Samantha. That doesn't leave me with a whole lot of summers.
Don't worry. She's going to come back. I know I went back. My mom still can't get rid of me, so don't worry.
Yeah, it's so true. It's so true. But you know what? I want to make the most of them. And you know that I am big on Ontario summer travel because, like, we live in this beautiful province. We have the most amazing and epic summers ever. Like, why are you getting on a plane to go somewhere when it's beautiful right here?
I agree with you. So this year, my mission is to stay in Ontario, at least for July, because last year I spent most of my summer in the East Coast, which, trust me, the East Coast of Canada, the perfect time to travel is the summer as well. And it's beautiful, but I really miss my Ontario summer. So this year I'm here, I'm staying put.
Oh my God, Yashi, can I put you in my back pocket? Should we do a trip together?
Yes, please.
Let's right?
And so, us together.
What was that?
We can do it with the kids.
Oh my gosh. Yes. And there's so much. Like, which direction should we go in? Should we go north? Should we go east, west, south? Like, you know, well, there's only so much south we can go before, like, you know, just like diving into Lake Ontario here. But should we start with like some of our favorite places to visit or some of my favorite places, I should say?
Yes. Why don't we talk about your favorite places? Because you've done a lot of resorts and cool lodging stuff that I haven't, that I want to do this year.
Yes. And I'm going to be experiencing some new places too, which I'm very, very excited about. But there's a lot of places that people, even though we live here, you don't know about. And they're like so much fun. They're so great. They're beautiful. And there's something for everyone. So let's start. Let's start with family stuff, right? So let's start with my first stop this summer. It's going to be a family trip and we are going to Bayview Wildwood Resorts, which is located on beautiful Sparrow Lake. So I'm really, really excited about that. We're going to be heading north for that. And it is amazing for families because they've got all-inclusive meals. There's lakeside accommodations. There are kids camps, teen activities, there's water sports, recreation, live entertainment. So it's like literally they have something for everyone. What I love about this is because if you're looking for a destination, a resort to hit up, something that you can maybe have your adult time and spend time with the kids, this is going to give you a bit of both, right? So when the kids are driving you nuts, you're like, hey, kids camp and teen activities are that way, you know, and then you can just chill and do your grown-up stuff, right? And like I mentioned, they do have this all-inclusive meal part of their resort. So you don't have to think about anything. You don't have to bring anything, which is really, really nice because there's some people that like to pack and have their own stuff. And then sometimes you're just like, you know what? I want this to be a like full vacation. I don't want to think. I want everything taken care of for me. So I've never been, but I have checked out their Instagram and I cannot wait to hit up Bayview Wildwood Resort. So that is on Sparrow Lake. That is going to be number one. So that is a great place to go. Yeah. Like I'm super excited about this. I think I might even do the show from there.
Oh, excellent.
I know. Lakeside? Oh, maybe I just need to be lakeside for the show every week. Should we do that?
I don't see anything wrong with that. Drink in hand, wind in your hair.
Right? But Katya back at the station, my producer is probably going to be like, Pina, I don't know if the wind is going to cooperate with that in case it's a windy day. But yeah, so I'm really, really excited about that. And then I'm also going to be returning to some places that I haven't been to in a few years, like Fern Resort. That is in beautiful Orillia. Again, they've got activities for the kids. You've got the lake right there, Lake Coochiching. You've got pools. You've got splash pads for the kids. One of my favorite things to do there is, because they've got so many activities, is the bike rides through the trails. And, Yashi, have you ever been axe throwing?
No, I have not.
It is so...
enough. No, it's dangerous. I should not be let next to sharp things.
Well, let me tell you, it was the first time I ever threw an axe was at Fern Resort. And it was so much fun. And you get to do it right in the middle of the woods. It is so cool. The instructors there are so much fun. So again, you've got like a great mix of doing something with the kids and then separating from the kids because they do have a lot of kid activities and camps. And they also have a spa on site.
Okay, this sounds right up my alley.
Right? So if you're like, okay, you know what? Like, I'm going to throw the kids in. I'm going to throw the kids in camp. And I want to go and get some spa services done. You can go and visit the brand new Honey Spa at Fern Resort. So that is really cool. And again, meals, all taken care of. You just need to walk into the dining room and it's all included in your stay. So again, it's so nice to be able to go and not have to worry. Also, Samantha, you know that she's got allergies. The staff there is absolutely incredible. The chef will come out and talk to you to make sure that everything is safe. So for anyone that has kids with allergies, keep an eye out there. There's like so many more places. Deerhurst Resort, great for families in the Muskokas, right? So you're going to want to go check that out. Maybe do something like at St. Anne's Spa if you want to get away just for like, you know, you and some your significant other or a girlfriend. Yashi, we need to go to St. Anne's Spa.
I know. I haven't been to any of these spots you've mentioned. So yes.
No!
I have done none of them, though I should take you to the Muskoka Beer Spa.
Tell me.
That one is
awesome. I like beer. No. Okay, hold on. This one's not for kids.
Well, you can take your kids, but kids cannot access all the water and the spas, the saunas. Kids can access the beach. So there's a separate cottage for families. Last fall, I took my girlfriends and we did the real stuff. This summer, I'm going to take my kids and the grandparents and try what the vibe might be for families. But I can tell you, if you're looking for a girl's getaway, sneaking out, Muskoka Beer Spa, especially if you're a beer lover.
Okay, like my eyes are like, did you see? My eyes got so big when you were talking about this. I'm like, I want to go. And I actually got to see some of your coverage when you did go there with your girls. It was in the fall, right?
That's right. We did it for the Cranberry Festival and all of that.
See? Stuff. So there's so many beautiful places right here in our amazing province of Ontario that you can go and visit. And I've got more. And yeah, she's got more. And then we're going to talk road trips and day trips and everything in between and how to prepare for all of this stuff. So don't go anywhere because we have you covered right here on The Parenting Show. It is Sunday night, and I'm your host, Pina Crispo, chicmama.ca.
Listening to The Parenting Show with Pina Crispo from chicmama.ca, Toronto's news. Today's talk, 640 Toronto.
Welcome back. This is The Parenting Show right here on 640 Toronto, and I'm your host, Pina Crispo, chicmama.ca. We're talking about one of my favorite things on the show tonight with one of my favorite people, Yashi Murphy from Parenting to Go. And of course, if it is summer and I've got Yashi on the show, you can bet your sweet you know what. That we are talking about Ontario summer travel. I love hitting the road. Yashi loves hitting the road. It's like, I don't know, like it's in our blood, isn't it, Yashi?
We are explorers and we are curious. So yes.
Right? And we love adventure. And so we want to set you up with everything to, you know, just get you thinking and giving you some ideas of places that you can go check out and experience without hopping on a plane, without having to worry about, oh, do I have to pay for a carry-on? Is my luggage overweight? No, none of that. Okay. None of that. And so I shared some ideas of great places that I like to visit and some new places that I'm going to go check out, like Bayview Wildwood Resorts on Sparrow Lake. Yashi, you mentioned the beer spa.
Yes.
I got to ask, hold on, can we go back to the beer spa for a second? So like, do they have spa services that involve beer, or do you drink beer while you're getting these spa services? Well, if so, I'm down.
When I was there in the fall, so I missed the summer season, there was some sort of foot soak situation. Ooh. With beer, but I missed that. What I did do with a regular sauna, steam rooms, plunge pools. I did that stuff, which does not have beer. Okay. So let's get that off. But if you stay on site, there is a brewery. So we went there for dinner and our rooms had an actual beer tap.
No. And what?
Yes.
We actually, I got really, really excited.
We could get a keg and put it in our room and it's all set up. Like it's awesome. And they give you free snacks. So I actually love that idol. Unlimited snacks.
Yeah, because when you were saying we went to the brewery for dinner, I was going to jump in and be like, but what about breakfast? And then you said the tap in the room and I'm like, okay, never mind. I'm good. I
they
am good.
Drop off breakfast snacks to the room as well. And it was included in the whole package.
See, I love that. I love that. See, so there's some like tons of ideas, you know what I mean? For places that you can go visit as a family and you can do solo. And this one that you're mentioning, you can do both family and you can go, you know, not solo, like, well, you could go solo or you can go just adults only, a girls trip or with your significant other. You know what, where I'm excited to return to this year too. And this one's super close. It's just in Barrie, Horseshoe Resort.
Never been.
Horseshoe Resort. You've got a pool. You've got the lake. It's a man-made lake and it is amazing. And they have like this huge inflatable on it for the kids to jump and play. They have docks that you can rent. So you can spend, you know, an afternoon on your own private dock. And wow. They've got a few restaurants on site. Sometimes you can even catch a show. They've got some live music. They've got obviously the slopes. It's summer, so there's no snow, which I prefer. And you can take the ski lift up to get an incredible view. So that is amazing. They've got tons of activities too. So that is a place that I'm excited to go to. But there's a place. There's a place, Yashi, that I'm going to be returning to that I haven't been to since pre-COVID. And I cannot tell you how excited I am for this place. But I'm gonna get someone to join us to talk about this place with us. And so we've got Cassandra from Visit Shirkston joining us on the show. Cassandra, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, Pina?
Good, thanks. I was just telling Yashi and everyone listening at home that I'm excited because I'm heading back to Shirkston Shores for the
Yay.
first time since like pre-COVID days, and I'm super
Well,
stoked.
and it's gotten so great since then. We've gotten so much more going on, so you're gonna have so much fun.
Okay, like I don't even know how you guys can make it even better than it already is because you have swimming pools there. You have the incredible beaches there. So we're talking Lake Erie, and for those of you guys that have never visited Lake Erie, oh, I don't know what you've been waiting for. Yeah, Cassandra, is it not the best?
It is the shallowest, warmest lake in all of the Great Lakes. So it's perfect for families with kids. It's perfect if you've got a sea-doo or a boat you want to bring out. You can launch it right from the beach, enjoy your day.
You know what?
But it's even better because you don't have to worry about everyone being all up in your business. There's two beaches, so you get to spread out, have fun.
Yeah,
I
this is
want
one
to
that we
come.
should do together with the kids.
I'm coming with you. I'm sleeping in the
Yes.
car. Yes.
So what I love, one of the things I love about Visit Shirkston is that you can go there and literally, again, there is something for everyone and every age group. Cassandra, there's tennis, there's basketball. What other sports?
Pickleball, basketball, soccer fields. There is I guess it's like a skate park for kids. So you can take your scooters, your skateboards. They set
Yeah,
up,
rock climbing.
yes, hockey nets for ball hockey. They bring in a third party company that does like axe throwing, trampolines, the aerial course. Like there's just so much for kids to do all the time. It's the best place to come, wear them out to make sure they have a good time, but still kind of give you some peace and quiet at night.
I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. And you know, another one of my favorite things is I have a lot of favorite things about Shirkston, a lot, okay? Is that everyone there is roaming around in a golf cart. So it's like,
Yes.
Yashi, do you remember the Flintstones and Bedrock? I'm not even kidding you. They have an arcade there. They've got a restaurant on site. So for those nights that you don't want to cook because you're in these, I'm going to say trailers, but they're not the trailers that you might be thinking about at home. These are like next level. They're nicer than some of my friends' condos. I'm not
And
going to lie.
they're probably bigger.
They're definitely nicer than my condo. I've seen the picture, so yes.
Right? And so you can bring all your own food there. So you're cooking on site. But then if you want to eat out, they do have a restaurant there too. And right by the restaurant, the arcade and the pools is like this massive parking lot for all the golf carts. So it literally looks like you're in Bedrock, you know, with the Flintstones and you're waiting for Fred and Barney to like come around the corner.
Like Hit My Ride meets the Flintstones. Because everyone's got a done-up cart with the music blaring and the awesome paint jobs. And sometimes you see like those little wagons pulling the kids behind.
It's so much fun. And like you can ride or drive, I should say, your golf cart directly on the beach.
Yes.
Yashi's mouth
No.
just like her mouth, her jaw just dropped. She's like, what?
She's like, "Why haven't I been there yet? You have to
Yeah,
come."
so you can like pack a picnic and it's not like you're lugging around this cooler. It's like throw it on your golf cart, just drive it onto the beach with your music cranked, you know, like that's how people are gonna know that I'm there. My music's gonna be blaring. Or number two, they're going to hear me screaming from the water slides because, yes, they have water slides as well.
So, Nina, will you be driving the golf cart or is there somebody driving it for you? How
No,
does that work?
I'm driving it. I'm
Oh,
driving it and
nice.
I'm taking those corners and the kids are hanging on for dear life. It's great. But Cassandra, I got to ask, like, why would we go through Visit Shirkston to book our stay?
So we're a private management company. We're representing all of the private owners within the park. So with us, you're getting an on-site concierge service. We are there for 24/7 maintenance to help you out. We are an easy, breezy booking system. So you go online to our website, visit Shirkston.com, pick your rental, type in your info, boom, you're booked. You get an electronic contract. You get all your check-in info via email. So we make it easy peasy. You don't have to worry about running around to get a golf cart to kind of coordinate everything. We are your one-stop shop.
See? Like, who wants to think? I don't want to think. I just want to go pack my stuff up, go and have fun. And then Cassandra's there with her team that it's something's like, oh, you know what? What about this? What about that? Don't worry. They've got you covered.
Shoot us a text, a call, or an email, and we respond to all three and we're there right away.
So Cassandra, though, if people want to book because they're like, oh, you know what? This sounds really good and I want to book. Do we have a special promo code?
We do. We're going to offer 10% off to all Chic Mama followers. So capital CHICMAMMA, and it'll give you 10% off any booking you make with us.
Okay. There you go.
Perfect. So now all your followers are going to be partying with you on the same weekend you're there.
I'm not even kidding you. Guys, book it. Call Cassandra and be like, can I book for when Pina's there? We can have a beach party.
Yes.
Oh, I got really excited there. Maybe a little too excited. So don't go anywhere because we'll be back with more right here on The Parenting Show on 640 Toronto.
Welcome back to The Parenting Show with Pina Crispo from chicmama.ca, Toronto's news, today's talk, 640 Toronto.
It is Sunday night and you are tuned into The Parenting Show right here on 640 Toronto. I'm your host, Pina Crispo of chicmama.ca. I've got my girl Yashi Murphy joining me from Parenting to Go because, Yashi, what are we talking about?
Summer travel.
We are right here in beautiful Ontario and we have the most epic summers ever. So why go anywhere? Just jump in your car, your truck, your SUV, whatever. I'd say bike, but that might be a little difficult. And hit the road. You know, we mentioned a few great resorts and destinations that you can go visit for a week, a few days. But Yashi, you are the queen of day trips.
I love a good day trip.
Okay. So, you know, and we have to think too that sometimes we just can't get away for a long period of time in the summer. Like our jobs don't allow us or it's a little bit difficult with the kids and scheduling and all that stuff. So we can maybe get away for a day here, a day there. What are some great places and ideas for day trips?
I have so many and it all depends on the weather. It depends on what mood you're in, but let's talk about a few things. The thing about day trips that I love is that you can literally wake up and be like, okay, it's nice and sunshiny. Today, I want to drive an hour. I want to be outdoors. Then you'd end up at a place like, let's say, Clearwater Farm. This is a farm that I actually, Pina, just went to about 2 weekends ago because every Saturday, they throw all these fun events for families to just turn up. It's free. So you can turn up. And you can do a farm tour and see how they actually grow all the fruits and vegetables right there on the farm. I know it was an awesome sunny Saturday. And at the farm, there's all these vendors. So my kids were buying all these treats and eating. We had lunch there. There was live music. And the farm's only an hour's drive. It's in Georgina. So it was easy.
That's so good.
We thought we'd only spend like an hour or two, but We turned up at 11 and we were there till they shut down at 3. Like,
oh, that is amazing. And you know what I like about road trips too? Is that, you know, you can go to a place like that. And then a lot of the times you can, you know, get some really good food at these places, right? Or you can find and schedule a little stop to there or coming back at a place that you typically wouldn't go eat, you know?
That's exactly it. And when we were at Clearwater Farm, we were done. Like, so they start their Saturdays from 9 to 3 p.m. That's where all the activities happen. Drop in art classes. There's a yoga class. But wow. After 3, it was still really sunny outside. So we asked some of the locals there and they were like, oh, there's a beach. And luckily, one of my tips is my summer backpack always has swimsuits in there.
Yes, that is an amazing idea and tip.
Yes. So we went to the beach and it was just perfect.
Oh, I love that. I love that. So yeah. So, okay. That's one place. Where else would you recommend?
Now, if you'd like a little bit of wineries, maybe an alpaca walk, you want to head towards Peterborough and the Kawarthas. This region is super fun in the summer. They have amazing butter tarts all over at the bakeries too, when you're here. So this is another region where you could do a day trip. You can make it an overnight. Last year, I actually went and got a cottage and made a weekend out of it. And I still had loads to do. So Peterborough and the Kawarthas, there's a Wonderlight alpaca farm where you could walk around. But then there's the Rolling Grape Vineyard. So you can, you know, have a glass of wine, maybe a charcuterie board. It's a good time.
I love that too.
There is Sandy Lake Beach there. Or if you want to go to a provincial park, there's the Petroglyph Provincial Park, which has the largest collection of indigenous rock carvings in Canada. And
oh, that is wicked.
Never knew about this. Yes. It was educational, but it was also a great opportunity for us to learn about indigenous culture and what it means. And honestly, I think everyone should go there. Again, nice sunny day. There's a hiking trail. There's so much to do there. So that's my next suggestion.
I like that. I like that. And you know, one of our good friends, she's not joining us on the show today, but I'm talking about Soul Mass from The Curious Creature. One place that she always posts about is Hamilton and the waterfalls in Hamilton. And I was like, get out of here. I'm like, that is not Hamilton. So an hour away, beautiful trails, beautiful waterfalls. Like, that is another good place to check out. I haven't done them yet, but it's definitely on my list. You know what else I like to do, Yashi?
Tell me.
Besides getting behind the wheel of my truck, music cranked, windows down, sunroof open, I like to eat.
Hamilton has an amazing culinary scene. Like, the chefs in Hamilton, I bow down to them. It is amazing. So when you go waterfall thing, you also want to go and eat in all the spots there. There's no going wrong.
And then you're going to play TLC on your way to chase those waterfalls.
Exactly.
But also doing, like, planning a little road trip that might be food-based. So maybe it's heading northbound on the 400 to Weber's to grab like a burger, or, you know, 401 East, and you're going to go to like the Big Apple for some apple pie. And they have a little petting zoo there. And it's like, there's quite a bit to do there too. But go there, grab some pie, come back. That's a nice drive.
That is. And if you're also now speaking of foods and trails, Ontario has so many food trails, right? Like I mentioned,
the cheese trail
in Oxford County. And these are all day trips because these are all very close by to the GTA. You're talking about an hour, hour and a half at most. So there you go. Loads of food options.
I love that. And obviously, you know, even if you want to make it like, if you don't want to drive that hour, you don't have to drive the hour because you can hit up one of Yashi's favorite, the Toronto Island.
Yes. Summer is not summer.
I don't even talk because I just, you're excited. You're like, yes, I love it.
It's honestly my happy place. It's so zen. And if you go during the weekdays, it's even zenner, if that's a word.
Yeah. And they have a beach there. So if you're into beaches, it's like, you don't have to go far. Or come northbound my way on the 400 and go to Wonderland. And you've got the water park. You've got the rides for the thrill seekers. If it's a long weekend, check out some fireworks. Like, so much. And you know what? Like, honestly, like, the food, there's so much to pick and choose from. Plus, if you go and check out their calendar, you'll see when they have little festivals going on, you know, so you can always plan around the different activities and things that are happening at Wonderland. So there are tons of things to do for day trips, but we spoke about some day trips. We spoke about day trips, Yashi. We spoke about, you know, longer trips, whether it's like a few days to a week and, you know, going somewhere to stay. But that all requires us getting in our vehicles, packing, and traveling. So don't go anywhere, because Yashi and I are going to help you pack and get ready to hit the road coming up next. This is The Parenting Show right here on 640 Toronto.
You're listening to The Parenting Show with Pina Crispo from chicmama.ca, Toronto's news, today's talk, 640 Toronto.
It is Sunday night and you are tuned into 640 Toronto because this is The Parenting Show and I'm your host, Pina Crispo of chicmama.ca. I've got Yashi Murphy from Parenting to Go joining me on the show this evening. And Yashi, I'm getting excited. I don't know about you, but it is summertime and I am ready to hit the road. So we spoke about different resorts and destinations in Toronto, day trip ideas. But Yash, we need to get in our vehicles to go. So how do we prepare for our trips?
Listen, you want to ensure that your car is serviced, primed, and ready. Because I think that's the most important thing, safety on the road.
Yeah, definitely.
So I think having your car serviced right before summer starts, and then if you're going on multiple road trips, take it to your whoever it is and get it checked a couple times over the course of the summer, depending on how frequently you're using it. So that would be it. I mean, I think that's number one. That's the first step you want to do. The other step is to have that bag. We previously talked about how my summer backpack always has swimsuits, right?
Yes.
But it also has some other stuff that I think you should keep in your car. You know, first aid kit, because kids, listen,
you don't know what you're going to get. Always be prepared, okay, for the unexpected.
I mean, it's for everything from Band-Aids to anti-itch medication if you're bitten by mosquitoes, or, you know, some Benadryl, whatever it is that you
bug spray, everything. Sunscreen. Gosh. You know.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I was going to say, and even like little things like, you know, having like baby wipes and a change of clothes. Like, not only for the kids, but for ourselves.
I mean, I spill stuff on myself all the time. So
same here.
Totally agree with you. And another thing that I keep in my bag is shelf-stable food. So I'm talking like granola bars, boxes, just stuff that doesn't go bad. So that when you're driving and you're like, I'm hangry, and you cannot find a quick stop on the way, you can be like, just eat that. Like,
you know what? That was my truck last Sunday coming home from the Ed Sheeran concert with my girls, and it's like midnight and they're like, I'm hungry. And I'm like, oh my God, we're going to be home within half an hour. Just chill. But yeah, I kind of wish I was like, damn, I wish I had granola bars or protein bars or something in the truck. So I like that. I like that. Wise. Yeah.
So pack that bag. Now, another tip that I put into play pretty much every road trip is that you figured out where you're going, right? Let's say you're going to Sherkston Shores. That's where you're heading to. Google Maps. If you have Google Maps on your phone, there is a search feature where you could put in your end destination and then search along the route. I don't know if you've ever used it, but it's been a lifesaver because it's super easy. You say search along the route and then it'll even pre-populate, ask you, are you looking for a gas station? Are you looking for a restaurant? What are you looking shopping? So this way I have discovered really fun places to eat actually, because I put in search along the route,
restaurant.
You can say open now, you can snoop in and see what the pictures are like and the reviews. And it's easy because you can do this. Like, you know, you stop, if you're driving, stop, rest break, do that.
Okay. I like this for two reasons. Number one, it's little mini adventures within your road trip. Okay. Number two, you just said that you can tap on it and you can see photographs and you can get reviews. Now, a lot of us that have vehicles, you know that you're like, okay, well, Pina and Yashi, like I can just use my nav and I can add in stops for restaurants or gas stations, you know, along my drive. But the fact that you can actually tap to see photographs, to get the hours, and to get reviews on these places, that is key, because my GPS and my nav in my vehicle does not do that. So I love, love, love that idea. And I love the little spontaneous little adventures that you can throw in and be like, hey, there's this really cool barbecue place and let's stop and check it out for lunch or for dinner on the way back.
That's exactly what I did in the Kawarthas, that trip I mentioned last summer. I discovered an amazing roadside barbecue spot that way.
So good.
Yes.
You know what, Yashi? I'm pretty sure that you wrote a blog about credit cards. And And on this blog, you talk about the different credit cards available out there and how you get like different perks, whether it be points or some credit cards are associated with different companies, like for roadside assistance and stuff like that. So those are things that you should look into as well. Like I always make sure that I have, you know, some cash on me when I'm traveling, as well as my debit card and a credit card for emergencies, right? Because a lot of the times too, I prefer to use my credit card so I can collect points.
Because I always
points can be used at hotels and maybe trips throughout the year when you want to jump on a plane. You know what I mean? So you're kind of doubling up on things. So
yes,
you're all about the credit cards and double dipping on points there, right?
That's right. I mean, come on. Traveling is not cheap, but it makes it easier, the points.
Right? Okay. So what is there anything else that we should think of when it comes to getting on the road? I gotta say this, Yashi.
Go on.
I gotta say this. I cannot hit the road without an amazing playlist. I'm just saying, you know? So get in on the fun and create a playlist that you are going to enjoy with the family and, you know, have some games ready to go in the car. What can you play with the kids in the cars to get them like hyped up, get them excited. And so you don't have to hear, I'm bored. Are we there yet? And also to get them off of electronic devices. You know, they spend so much time on devices that they get to miss a lot of what Ontario is about by just looking out the window. And sometimes it's just a little game of I spy. Do you ever play that with the kids in the car?
We absolutely play that. We play all sorts of like word games and associations. One other tip I want to mention, Pina, is that it's summer. We all love going to the beach. I know you do.
Yes.
If you're planning to visit, like, let's say Wasaga Beach or Sandbanks, Windy Lake, all of these spots, actually, you need a ticket to enter now, right?
Yes,
so as
you
part
do.
of Ontario Parks, there is an Ontario Park Pass that I discovered. You could buy the annual one, or if you're only going out in the summertime, they have a summer pass. It's only $75. Over 100 parks are included. It's for the vehicle, so you can jam pack, you know, up to seven people, whatever your vehicle holds. And you can also pre-book. So let's say you and I, we're late risers. We're not getting to the park at 8 a.m. We want
to. No, I'm not.
I want to go around 2 p.m. You can pre-book
quite a few of them.
I think nearly 80 parks can be pre-booked. So Wasaga Beach, I know, is popular. Like, you can pre-book it, or you can buy a day pass 5 to 7 days ahead.
I love that. Even just that idea. If you want to do something, you don't have a lot of vacation time, get this pass and plan a different park each weekend. Like, what an amazing adventure. It's like you're doing like a little tour, a mini tour of all these amazing provincial parks here in Ontario. I love it. I love it. I love it, Yashi. And talking about a provincial park, one last thing before we say goodnight. There is a free concert happening at Boyd Park in Vaughan with Sam Roberts for Canada Day. The Sam Roberts Band. You know how big I am on music. I'm all about, you know, concerts, and this one is free. So just throwing it out there, because it'll be an amazing, amazing show to check out with the family. But that is it for us. Yashi, if people want to find you, get more advice, and then check out more of your amazing tips for traveling, where can they find you?
You can find me at parentingtogo.ca.
Thank you so much, Yashi. That is it for us, but we will catch you next week. Same time, same place. It's The Parenting Show right here on 640 Toronto. And I'm your host, Pina Crispo of chicmama.ca.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.